Right. We're back for episode 5 or 6 or something along that. I don't know. I'm losing track. There's so many now. So today I'm gonna give a little story that happened to me over this last weekend. It's kind of crazy. I'm not gonna say any names throughout the stories or whatever, but yeah, it was pretty crazy. All right, let's get into it. So for my boarding school, this last weekend we had this trip, and all the different classes, freshman through senior, they all have a different activity thing. So for the seniors, like a different weekend. So the seniors, it's senior survival. They go out to some camp or something. I don't really know all the details of it, but they survive, I guess. The juniors, they go to do something called junior backpacking, where they go on a 16-mile backpacking trip, and it's pretty fun from what I hear. And they just like camp out for a night on the backpacking trip. And then freshmen and sophomores, we have different freshmen and sophomore retreats, which it's kind of mixes over the years. It's not as set in stone as the senior and junior trips. But for our trip this year for sophomores, we went to this little school and we got to stay the night there. So Friday night we left, got to go to this school, and then we had a couple activities planned out, and then we stayed the night at the other school and got to go do some stuff. So first night we got to that school and we got to do like some different team building games as a class. There's about like probably over 50 kids in our class. It's really small, but probably maybe a little bit more than that. I don't know. We're around there. So we're all sleeping in like this huge gym basically. And it's divided between the girls and boys. And we do some game building, or not game, team building activities in there. And we're just building our relationships, our bonds as a class, I guess. So we kind of do that for the first night, I think, if I remember correctly. And we were just kind of having fun, playing basketball in the gym, that type of thing. And then the next day, so the plan is, so we get to go to this, it's on the river here in Spokane, like the Spokane River area over here. And we just, there's a little park over there, and just we get to walk around, go in the water, do some cliff jumping, just kind of hang out all the way around. And then we get to go to this, I think I can say triple play, where it's like they have bowling, arcade, mini golf, like climbing courses. I don't know. It's a whole thing. But it's pretty cool. It's fun. Been going there since I was little, and we got to go for it on the trip. So we do our bonding as a class. And then the next day, right? So we're getting the place out of the way, the park. And then we're also doing triple play all in that same day. So we have worship and stuff that morning, and then we head out to the park where the river is. So this is kind of where I'm going to focus most of the story at, just giving you some context. So we're at this river, and if you don't know much about the Spokane River, they get a lot of different, I know my mom's told me before, a lot of deaths happen each year just because the undercurrent, it's a really strong. It doesn't look like it is that much, but when you get sucked under the water, that's where a lot of the fatalities happen and deaths. So we're at the river. I know some kind of foreshadow, not really, nobody died. But so we're at the Spokane River, we're at this little spot, and basically at this place, there's a bridge that goes across, and then there's little rapids and stuff. And then at the end of the rapids, like a part of the rapids, there's a little off little pool area. I don't know. I had to describe it as a pool. It's just like a really deep drop off that's just calm water there. And we have cliffs, and there's little rock jumping areas kind of all the way around. And we were doing some cliff jumping just there as a class. So about out of our over 50, it's probably like 3/4 of our class is over there at this little pool area where we're doing cliff jumping. And we're all over there just hanging around, talking, jumping, messing around. And then we see going down the rapids, we see this head bobbing up and down. Now, a different friend, a friend of mine, he kind of yells, he says a different kid's name in our class, so we thought it was him. And apparently he was right there, he just didn't say anything because he was didn't understand what was going on. So we all think it's that kid. So I jump in and I start swimming because I just see a head bobbing down. So I'm like, okay, I gotta go. I gotta get there. So I was just kind of focused out of my mind, just really focused in. So I'm swimming, and I make it to the floating head, and he's just kind of bobbing up and down, going down the river, and I don't really see much struggling. And then I see it's my one buddy, or I kind of saw him for a second. I see it's my other friend, and I'm not gonna name drop or anything. And I was like, oh my, what, like, what am I? I don't know. I was like, I just got to get to him, I guess, is my thought process. I can't really explain it. So I see him, and then I kind of see him start sinking under the water a little bit. I see his hand go under. So I swim under the water, and I was like, okay, I got to get him. I don't know if he's unconscious or he's like drowning. I don't know what's happening. So I swim down, and I maybe two strokes down. So it's like maybe 4 feet underwater. It wasn't really deep, but he was starting to sink. So I swam. I got him and started swimming back up to the surface, and I got him, and he is just panicked, just talking really fast. It's a whole, he's saying like, Jaden, thank you. I thought I was gonna die. There's just a whole like moments of panic happening with him, which is understandable because he's kind of drowning. So I get him, and then I kind of start heading back, and I was like, oh, whoa, this is a lot harder than I thought it would be, because I'm kind of going against the current and I'm not really trained for this. So it's a little bit, I don't know if I was pulling him correctly or what it was. My idea was just trying to keep his head above the water, you know? So I start going, and I look back, and I see my other friend come along, and I guess there were some other guys too, but I was just really zoned in, or I was locked, I guess. And I see him, and I was quite relieved, actually, like really relieved. Because I realized I wasn't gonna have to pull him back all by myself. So my other friend starts helping me, and then there's a couple other guys jump in the water, and then we start getting him back to the shore, and he's panicking, the dude who was drowning. And we make it back to the shore, and he kind of just stays outside the water for a little bit, and he's really just stressing because, he was kind of drowning, and he's like talking really fast and a little bit of crying because, drowning again. And so we get him out of the water eventually, and I was kind of gone at this point because I was just like, whoa, what just happened? Trying to see, making sure he was good first. And I guess there was some dude kind of nearby who was a nurse, and he was kind of checking him out a little bit, just making sure he was good and didn't need anything more than, he hadn't taken on a bunch of water or anything like that. He's just was struggling for so long and was starting to lose strength, it looked like and sounded like from my understanding. So that was kind of my perspective of what happened. I jumped in, got him, and he was okay. So what kind of happened is, so him, and from what I understood, him and some of his other, so 3/4 of the class is down there at that little spot where I was saying, him and some of the other guys were up a little farther up up the river. And from what I understood, I could be wrong, but this is what I got. They were jumping into the stream and or to the river, and then we're swimming like across it, I guess. I don't really know. I was kind of confused, but that's what I understood. They're swimming across it and then swimming back just kind of for fun, because what else are you going to do, I guess? And my buddy, the one who was drowning, he jumped because he accidentally got, or not accidentally, like peer pressured into it. They didn't force him to do anything, but he was the last to go. And he knew he wasn't necessarily a really strong swimmer. Like, he could swim, obviously, but not, I didn't know a whole lot of swimming outside of pools, it sounded like. It was like, you know what, I got this. So he started going, wasn't doing like big strokes over the shoulder, and was starting to dog paddle. And I guess it just wasn't enough, and he got swept under the currents. And honestly, it's a miracle within itself that he didn't get tossed. Well, obviously, he got tossed under, he said, and was like doing flips under the water, basically. But it's a miracle he didn't bang his head or anything along that sorts, because that's where a lot of the actual, like a lot of the deaths will happen. When you're rolling around over there, you hit your head on a rock, or what my stepdad said is when you get caught under, like on your clothing gets caught on a tree or something like that, and that you'll just drown that way. It's really terrible, but it's a miracle that my buddy, who he didn't get caught in anything or take any. He didn't get hit at all and was okay. Obviously, it wasn't completely okay because, they had to get him because he was losing energy. But yeah, So I guess that's kind of the little story. I don't think there's any other details with it that I can really add, or honestly, there is not much else anyways. But that was kind of a experience, I guess. I was really happy. That's what my response was. And yeah, something, so Graham, who was on the podcast, he said something like, yeah, he probably would have been okay. And I mean, we don't really like know, obviously. Because I mean, obviously, eventually, I don't know. He was kind of saying like fight or flight instinct would kick in and he wouldn't get it. But I don't know. It was kind of hard to tell at that point. Like when I grabbed him, like if he was going under for good, I couldn't really tell if he was conscious or not. And apparently, he yelled for help, but I just didn't hear it because I was determined to get him, I guess. And the river's kind of loud. So I don't know. But Graham, he was kind of saying like a fight or flight, he would have been okay. But I don't know. I guess we won't really know. And from what it looked like to me is he started like sinking at that point. And maybe part of it is because he saw me and knew he was going to be okay. So he just, like stopped fighting. But I don't know. I'm counting it as a save, I guess. But yeah, I'm just happy he's okay. That's all that matters to me. And he's doing good. I talked to him after. He's fine. It wasn't like old Trump. I mean, he probably has something now, but he was okay, and that's all that matters. But yeah, it was really crazy that that even happened. I guess I'll just kind of focus on this for a little bit more. The rest of the trip, it was good, but nothing outside of the. We didn't get in the water after that, or at least I didn't. Some other guys did, but I was like, dude, that was crazy enough for me. That's enough water for the day. But went to the triple play place, and that was fun. But yeah, that was kind of the highlight for me, that whole rescue mission. So I'll just kind of go back to it. For me, so what I was saying, he like, I don't know. I guess we don't really know if he would have been okay if it really was. But for what it looked like to me when I got it, like he started sinking down, and I had to get him and go back up with him. Obviously, he wasn't very far down at that point because I saw him start sinking, so I wasn't like I went searching down at the bottom for him. But I don't know. For me, it's kind of a miracle that. Like, let's say I didn't jump in 5 seconds sooner, and maybe he just started sinking then and didn't have anything left in him, and he just started sinking to the bottom. Like, that would have been a completely different story than me grabbing him right there as he was sinking. So I only had to, like, two strokes down to get him. I don't know. It's kind of crazy that the timing all worked out like that. And he's good. That's all that matters. But I was really happy. That was my instinct. And there were some other dudes that jumped in. I just got there first because I was moving really fast. I was like, I don't know, my whatever these are called. I always forget my lat. Yeah, my lats are my. I remember my lats were pretty sore because that's like the fastest I've ever swam in my entire life. I was gone, but yeah, that was crazy experience. Really, I'm just happy he's all good and everybody was good, and it. Yeah, he's good. That's all that matters. Just a crazy experience, just overall. I know everybody who was there and watching, and for me and some of the other dudes, it helped to bring him back, and for me grabbing him, and obviously him. It's just like, well, like I know you hear about that stuff, and like people are saving other people's lives, and well, I don't know. It's not even, I don't know. I wouldn't put it on that level, but just the fact. Like he could have died, which is, it could have been a completely different day. Completely different. So bad. But he's good and that's what matters. But just perspective. It's really crazy seeing that happen and so happy I was able to get him and he was good. But yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. I'm just really happy. I'm thankful. And honestly, for me, it's a bit of a Jesus moment. But happy is good. That's really what matters. What are we at? 14? Yeah, okay. I'll kind of start to wrap it up here. But that's kind of it for today. Just a little my retreat. I'm a little bit, or I kind of recovering from being sick. So I still got a little bit of a sniffle in my voice. Is a little, yeah, not quite there, but that's okay. Just got to get the episode done for the week. And yeah. That was crazy. I don't know if you can ask questions in here, but if you have any questions about it, just feel free to ask, or I don't know, or any other stories like that. Just I don't know, those are great. It's pretty remarkable to hear about those. It's crazy getting to experience that and actually going down, just the adrenaline rush. That's crazy. But I'm happy he's good. So end it here. Thanks for listening. Pretty solid episode, but oh yeah, overall retreat was really fun. The whole sophomore retreat, that was good. Good experience. Obviously, that could have been better, but he was good. That's all that matters. So yeah, that'll be it for episode 5 or 6. I don't remember.